Well, Adam Oates, after the game last night, said, quote, Ovi quit on the play, referencing Alexander Ovechkin in what was a huge game for the Capitals. They got spanked 5-0 against Dallas. Mathematically, they're not out of it by any stretch, but when you have your coach saying your best player's quitting on plays, I think you got some issues. Adam Vingan from Washington joins us to discuss it. Adam, Oates has always been, I think, pretty complimentary of Alexander Ovechkin. It hasn't taken many runs at him, but when your coach comes out and says he quit on the play, that's got to be a pretty big red flag.
Right. Adam Oates is usually not, he usually doesn't mince words, but he's never been one to come out and blatantly say something like that. He said that after practice today, after the assembled media, including myself, were asking just about the game at hand last night, as you mentioned, the 5-0 drubbing at the hands of the Dallas Stars and what was a must-win game for the Washington Capitals. I mean, Alex Ovechkin will never be confused for a defensive stalwart, and his once-in-a-generation offensive ability sort of mitigates that. But it was obvious last night the goal that Adam Oates is referencing to was the fourth goal scored by the Dallas Stars. It was the second goal scored by Dustin Jeffrey. It was a tic-tac-toe passing display. Alex Ovechkin, as the puck was moving up ice, he almost started gliding before he even hit the blue line. Ray Whitney sensed that Alex Ovechkin wasn't moving, really, blew by him. And even though Alex Ovechkin, you know, eventually realized where Wade Whitney was, he really didn't try to get back to the play either. Maybe took one or two strides, and that was it. And the goal was, you know, the puck was already in the net by that point, and there was nothing that he could or anybody else could do. We talk about plus-minus is a much maligned statistic. I understand that, but Alex Ovechkin is on pace to become the first player in NHL history to lead the league in scoring. He has 48 goals, and he's also dead last in the NHL with a minus 36, 861 players who have played this season. So, obviously, you can't put too much stock in plus-minus, but Alex Ovechkin is not a defensive-oriented player, and to hear Adam Oates say that, I mean, he's certainly putting his captain on notice.
Well, absolutely, and as you said, you can't go lean too heavily on plus minus, but that is a big swing. You know, if you're going to be, you know, if you're a Rocket Richard candidate and you're at the bottom of the league in plus minus, not a good sign. It's also clearly a sign of an ongoing situation. No, he's never going to be defensive forward of the year, but it will grade on a coach after a while if the guy doesn't at least make the effort. Execution is one thing. Effort is something most coaches expect all the time. Does this become an issue down the road?
I'm really intrigued to see if it does. I mean, Adam Oates was lauded last year for fixing, quote-unquote, Alex Ovechkin, switching him to the right wing and almost resurrecting his career after two, you know, subpar seasons to Alex Ovechkin's standard, two goal seasons in a row of less than 40 goals. But for as much credit as Adam Oates has to take for Alex Ovechkin's success, he has to take equal blame for his weaknesses. And, I mean, for the last several games, I think they were broken up last night, but Alex Ovechkin was playing with Jay Beagle, who is a defensive-oriented center best suited on a fourth line. Now, Adam Oates' rationale behind that, when you put those two together, was they were getting ready to go on a grueling road trip to face all the California teams 2 weeks ago, and he wanted to split up the Nick Backstrom and Alex Ovechkin to switch up matchups of the opposition. But you also have to understand that Jay Beagle is one of the Caps' best defensive-oriented players, and there had to be some sort of, you know, relation between putting Alex Ovechkin in line with Jay Beagle. The problem is that while Alex Ovechkin wasn't necessarily being dinged for as many goals against, even though they didn't score at all with the two of them together, he wasn't scoring. Like I said, he's now gone 16 straight games without an even-strength goal, which is the longest drought of his career, and he finished the month of March without a single even-strength point, which seems unfathomable for a player of Alex Ovechkin's caliber. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in these last six games. The Capitals, as you said, to start off the segment, they're not mathematically eliminated, but they certainly didn't show up in a must-win game, and they probably have to they would have to outgain the Columbus Blue Jackets, who currently hold the second wildcard spot, by 3 points with one fewer game to play and no tie, because they don't have tiebreakers because they haven't won and they don't win games in regulation or overtime. So it's a dire situation for the Capitals, and They play again Friday against the Devils, and we'll see if the level of desperation is there. If they couldn't manufacture desperation against the Stars, who entered the game in the same exact position as they did, when are they going to do it?
Adam Mingan joins us from Washington. Adam, I was quickly looking at Ovechkin's numbers. Like, this guy's been plus 28, plus 45, plus 24 in his career. Outside of his second season when he's minus 19, he's never really been a big minus player. So is he doing something different defensively? Is it a case of maybe some bad luck? I noticed you mentioned he's not scoring any goals, even strength, so that probably has a big part of it. But is his just defensive awareness worse this year than it ever has been, or is it his lack of offensive production 5-on-5 so he can at least hide his defensive deficiencies? Which one is it?
I think it's more the fact that he's not scoring 5-on-5. Like you said, his plus minus hasn't been terrible before. The thing is, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but his teammates haven't really been great at scoring at even strength when he's on the ice. So it's not like he's getting much help when he's on the ice from his line mates. Of course, if you're saddled light with line mates like Jay Beagle, who are offensively deficient, then you're certainly not going to have that opportunity. But it's hard to believe that, you know, he's in such a position, but it's also bad luck, of course. I think if you even adjust for bad luck, he's still a minus player. He may not be minus 36, but he might be minus 20. There are a lot of questions. I mean, the Capitals have struggled to even strength all year, and I think that's where the root of the problem is. The Capitals are no longer that, you know, juggernaut offensive team they were several years ago when they were taking the NHL by storm and scoring at will. They've struggled to score this year. If it wasn't for the power play, which is where they get most of their offense, they would be near the bottom of the league. Last time I checked, they were 23rd in 5-on-5 goals in the NHL. So I really think that Alex Ovechkin's defensive play hasn't necessarily gotten worse. It's the fact that he can't pad those statistics because they're not scoring as much.
Yeah, to me, it's a reflection of the general decline in the team. This is not the same team it was 3 or 4 years ago. Question for you, though, Adam. Do we have reaction from Ovechkin on this remark? And how has he been handling it of late when he's had that difficult time scoring 5-on-5?
We haven't had reaction from Alex Ovechkin yet. He did not speak after practice today, and then we heard that from Adam Oates today. So we're hoping to speak with Alex Ovechkin tomorrow. How is he handling it? He understands that his job is to score goals, and he said that. And he said to us last week that if I'm not going to score goals, I'm going to have to find something else to do. But the thing is, he hasn't really found anything else to do. He's not assisting on goals. He's not preventing goals. I mean, Alex Ovechkin, as hard as it is to say, even though it's blatantly obvious, he's a one-dimensional player. If he's not scoring goals, he doesn't have much worth. And that's the issue right now, is that outside of the Capitals' third line of Jason Chimera, Eric Fair, and Joel Ward, who are all having great seasons, the Capitals aren't getting any production at even strength. And it's not just Alex Ovechkin. I mean, Troy Brouwer just had a career high in goals, so he's feasting on the power play. He has one non-empty net even strength goal since the Olympic break. Nick Backstrom has one even strength goal since the Olympic break. Marcus Johansson has scored 2 even strength 5-on-5 goals all season. Brooks Leich is out with after having groin surgery. It's just that it's even strength has been a weakness for this team, and their power play is top of the league. And the game plan for opponents is simple: remain disciplined, don't take bad penalties, and if you do, kill them off. And we've seen that in these last few games. Is that, you know, last night even the power play was struggling, and in their first power play opportunity, within 32 seconds, they gave up 2 shorthanded breakaway opportunities. The second of which forced John Carlson to slash Ryan Garbutt, admitting to negate the penalty, the power play. And then Garbutt actually scored on a shorthanded breakaway to make it 5-0 and send the disenchanted Washington Capitals fans to the exit as they were booing on the way. You know, this team is not the same team, as you said. It's not the same team as they once were. This is not the juggernaut team that won a President's Trophy and blew the regular season off. I mean, blew the roof off the regular season. You know, there's probably going to be a lot of changes around this team, or at least there needs to be, if this team has any chance of challenging for a Stanley Cup. The fact that a team that has Alex Ovechkin and Nicholas Backstrom and Mike Green and so on that hasn't even sniffed a conference final, it's ridiculous. And they're not getting any younger. They're no longer the young guns. It's you know, it's now or never. They don't have, I mean, something major needs to happen with this roster or organization to change the direction it's going in.
Adam, we appreciate the rundown. It's definitely going to be an interesting offseason for you in Washington. A lot of storylines, maybe a lot of changes. We'll watch with interest. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.